On the Monday of New Year's week, Mike and Jason stood at the door of Captain Sullivan's office a few minutes before 5 o'clock. Sully motioned them inside.
"Turning in our top-secret photo, Captain,"
Mike snapped off the statement like a soldier.
"Can it, Stoneman? I'm not in the mood."
Sully glared up from his chair.
"I take it you whiffed on the ID like everybody else."
Jason jumped in before Mike had a chance to make a snarky comment.
"Yes, sir. We showed it around everywhere it seemed likely to get a sniff, but nobody recognized any of the women or the venue."
"So, nothing for our fibby friends?"
Jason hesitated for a moment, then said,
"One person said that the room might be in Vegas, but she couldn't be sure."
"Great," Sully said sarcastically. "I'll make a note of it. I'm sure we've got counterparts out there looking at this too, so they'll have a better shot than us."
Jason held up the picture as if examining it for the first time.
"It would help if the faces were a little clearer."
"I'll express your criticism of the photographer to our friends at the Federal Building,"
Sully snapped, snatching the document and stuffing it into a yellow folder. Mike said,
"You know, Sully, the two black girls in the picture aren't really girls. You knew that, right?"
"Yeah, I heard the same thing from a couple other teams. Did it help anybody ID 'em?"
Sully glared, challenging one of them to answer.
"I didn't think so. Don't worry about it. You did what you could do. It's not your problem anymore."
Mike's face grew a mischievous smile.
"If you'd like us to be on the clock next week when we're in Vegas, we can put in some time asking around."
"Get out!"
Sully shouted. Mike noticed the captain fighting to suppress a grin. Mike and Jason left and walked to Mike's desk, which was uncharacteristically organized.
"How long did it take you to clean that garbage heap?"
Jason asked playfully.
"It's easy when you pour it all into the trash. For a change, it's been a quiet holiday season."
"I'm looking forward to the time off,"
Jason said as he walked back to his desk.
"Yeah,"
Mike agreed.
"Should be quite a trip. Rachel's gonna look great in the dress."
Jason snapped his head around and glared at Mike before realizing that he hadn't said wedding dress. The fact that Jason and Rachel were planning to get married while on their trip to Las Vegas was not common knowledge around the precinct. He was not embarrassed about it, but Rachel wanted it to be a secret, since she wasn't telling her parents until they got back. It wasn't like any of the cops were going to spill the beans to Rachel's mom and dad, but Jason had promised to keep it to himself. Steve Berkowitz strolled up as Mike was locking his bottom desk drawer, where he kept his personal items and confidential files. Berkowitz perched on the edge of the desk and asked in his heavy Brooklyn accent,
"You gonna come back with a pile of poker winnings from Vegas, Mike?"
Mike chuckled.
"It's always a possibility, but I'm not going there to play cards. Michelle has a full schedule of shows and dinners lined up for us, and even a trip to the Hoover Dam, if you can believe that. This isn't a boys' trip to Vegas. It's a romantic vacation getaway."
"Where are you staying?"
"At the new Mardi Gras Hotel."
Mike couldn't help but smile as he said it. The Mardi Gras was the newest place on the Strip. Early January, it turned out, was a good time to get a room there, and Mike was looking forward to checking it out.
"And speaking of, it's about time for us to get the hell out of here before somebody brings us in a new stiff. Steve, you and George have all the bodies for the next week or so."
Berkowitz and Mason both waved their hands dismissively as Mike packed up his things, grabbed his overcoat, and headed toward the door with Jason right next to him. As Mike disappeared down the stairs, he called back over his shoulder good-naturedly,
"Happy New Year, suckers!"